Blue Nose Audio presents Backrush, written by Jana DeLeon, narrated by Lucy Rivers and Tom Taylorson. Tidal Wave. You're not a wave. You're part of the ocean. Mitch Albom. Chapter 1. New York City, New York. Elena Scott looked out from the rooftop patio at the city sprawling before her. It was close to midnight, but lights from the buildings, streetlights, and the holiday decor filtered through all but the darkest alleys. She pulled her coat tighter around her body as a cold December wind touched her face. A few seconds later, tiny snowflakes began to fall. It was beautiful, and yet still somewhat overwhelming. The people, the businesses, the constant rush to be more tomorrow than what you were today. Even after years of staying ahead of the curve, she was still intimidated when she thought about the vastness that was this city. And the small-town Florida girl in her felt that standing there with the glorious view was somewhat surreal.
"It's getting chilly,"
his voice sounded behind her, and Elena turned to smile at the attractive, well-polished man as he put his arm around her shoulder. He smelled of spice, and she knew the bit of cologne he'd applied that night probably cost more than her entire outfit. Warren Patterson III was considered by the New York social scene to be one of the most eligible bachelors in the city. He came from an old-money New England family, the kind with a summer home on Martha's Vineyard, a villa in Italy, and political ties. He was Harvard-educated and, at 35 years of age, ran one of the most successful hedge fund firms in the city. But the list of attributes didn't end there. Warren was handsome and never missed his gym workout. And he was charming. Everyone who met him liked him, which meant his party invitation list was almost as long as the list of women looking to land him. When he'd asked Elena out, she'd been shocked. She knew the women on the social registry who'd been gunning to add Patterson to their last name thought their relationship was a fling, one of those things that rich boys did. Dating beneath them for sport or entertainment value. No one took it seriously. To be honest, neither did Elena. Not at first. But here they were 8 months later, and they'd been exclusive since that first date. Elena saw the smirks every time they attended one of these events, and she saw the whispers and knew they were all about her, how she wasn't suitable. After all, she wasn't from a prominent New England family. She wasn't even from a prominent Southern family. She had no social standing, no connection.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?